Maudie was wakened at the crack of dawn next morning. Still yawning, she was thrust into the prow end of the lead logboat, alongside a young shrew named Osbill. The vessel lurched off from the bank, powered by 14 Gaussum, all paddling energetically. The hare maid nodded to her companion.
Good morning. I say, aren't we supposed to be paddling or something like that, what?
Osbill replied without taking his eyes off the stream ahead.
Have you ever paddled a logboat before, ma'am? Do you own your own paddle?
Maudie shook her head.
First time I've been in a bloomin' boat, old lad. Jolly good, isn't it? Afraid I don't have a perishin' paddle. Suppose I might borrow yours, what?
Osbill continued, peering upstream.
Suppose you might not borrow my paddle, ma'am. No beast in this tribe touches another un's paddle. Tain't done. If and that's the first time you've been in a logboat, then you'd be hopeless as a paddle beast. Takes at least 4 seasons to train a Gaussum paddler. Them's our rules, ma'am.
The hare maid sniffed.
Oh, golly gracious now. Can't have me breaking the flipping rules, can we? But why aren't you paddling?
Osbill answered without looking at her.
Cause I'm fierce prowspot. Got to keep me glims on the course ahead, especially as this is the lead logboat.
Maudie gestured upstream.
Well, don't let me stop you, old chap. You keep your eye glims peeled, if that's a prow spotter's job. Pardon me asking, but what's my purpose aboard this jolly old logboat, what?
Osbill winked and gave Maudie a swift grin.
Prow spotter's mate. Supposed to sing, so the paddlers can keep in stroke, just like when you're marching.
The sun broke through the foliage, which formed a canopy over the crook stream, causing a lacy effect of light and shadow. Dragonflies hovered on the reed-fringed banks, watching the logboat flotilla as it passed by. Crook stream was aptly named. It was a real switchback, with more twists and turns than a corkscrew. Looking back, Maudie marvelled at the skill of the Gaussum paddlers. She could see Lug Lug standing in the stern of the last logboat, enveloped in a rainbow of spray. As they pushed upstream against the playful, gurgling waters, Maudie broke out into an old, long-patrol barrack room song. Hardly a march, she thought, but quite a good tune. The hare maid had a strong voice which rang out loud and clear.